Long, long ago, there lived in Hangzhou a girl called Ah Qiao. When Ah Qiao was 9 years old, her mother died. Her father remarried, and the stepmother was cruel to Ah Qiao and her brother. One winter morning, the stepmother told Ah Qiao to go out and cut some grass for the sheep. The poor girl, with a basket on her back, searched all day from the riverside to the foot of the mountain. But where could she find any green grass in winter? She was tired, cold, and hungry, but she was afraid to go home and face her stepmother. As she walked along, she noticed an old pine tree ahead at the entrance to a valley. Ah Qiao pushed the branches aside. She saw a brook with red flowers and green grass on both sides. She bent down immediately to cut the grass. She went on cutting and cutting, until she came to the end of the brook. She stood up to wipe the sweat off her face. Suddenly, she saw a lady all in white standing in front of her. The lady was smiling. "Little girl, how nice to see you. Won't you come and stay with us for a while?" Ah Qiao looked around. To her surprise, she found herself in a different world. There were rows of white houses with trees in front of them. The leaves on the trees were green and large. And there were many other ladies in white who were singing and picking the leaves from the trees. Ah Qiao liked what she saw and decided to stay. After that, she worked together with the ladies in white. They picked the leaves from the trees and fed them to some little white worms. Slowly, the little worms would grow up and spit out silk to form cocoons. The lady in white told Ah Qiao how to reel the shining silk from these cocoons and how to dye the silk different colors. Time passed quickly and 3 months went by before Ah Qiao knew it. One day, Ah Qiao thought of her brother. "Why not ask my brother to come here too?" Early next morning, without telling the lady in white, she hurried back home. When left, Ah Qiao took some silkworm eggs and a bag of mulberry seeds with her. As she walked, she dropped the seeds along the road so that she would know the way back. When Ah Qiao reached home, she found that her father had grown old and her brother had become a young man. The cruel stepmother had died. It had been 15 years since she left. "Ah Qiao, why didn't you come home all these years? Where have you been?" Ah Qiao told her father all that had happened. Her father thought that she must have met a fairy. The next day, Ah Qiao decided to go back to the valley with her brother. But when she opened the door, she found things had changed. The road was lined with mulberry trees. All the seeds she had dropped had grown into trees. She walked along the trail of mulberry trees until she came to the valley. The old pine tree still stood there, like an umbrella covering the entrance. But she could no longer find a way to get into the valley, so all she could do was to go back home. It was said that was how the Chinese first raised the silkworms. The lady in white, whom Ah Qiao met in the valley, was Lady Silkworm, the fairy in charge of harvesting of silk.